You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back.
So today, Tammy, I want to make sure we cover the seven ways parents can be good money role models.
Right.
And on this topic, you can visit DougHaldeman.com and you can get a download of this if you want to be able to print this out. Really good stuff. I think that this is it's something that I'm shocked when I get first-time home buyers that come in how little they know about money, and it's because their parents never taught them anything about money. So these are the top seven ways parents can be good money role models.
Right. They can become better.
Right.
At financial role models, for sure. I mean, everybody has different viewpoints on how to spend money or how to budget, and I think you and I lucked out on this round that you and I have pretty similar ideas.
Yes, we do.
It works out pretty well.
Okay, so number one on this list is live on a written budget. Okay, and this is one of the big differentiators between people that accumulate wealth and people that don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, living on a written budget lets you decide in advance how much money you're going to save out of your budget, and then that's what's left is all you have for your bills.
Right.
Okay, you're saving first, and then you can only spend what's left, and that only happens if you have a written budget. Most people don't, but if you do, if you don't, then you should get one. If you do live on one, that's great. And it kind of feeds into number two on our list.
Right. So be open about your financial situation to the children. And this is important because when they want what, you know, the Jones's son has, and they want that, you can play it, show them very authentically where your financial status is. So do you not want to eat for 2 weeks? Because we can get that if you don't think you're going to eat for 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, so it not sugarcoating anything with them, just being honest and let them understand, you know, dad and mom, because a lot of times both parents are working hard for the money. It helps to have them have a perspective.
It does. I think having, you know, being open about your financial situation with your kids. If money's tight in your house right now, it may not be a permanent situation, but if it is and you need to cut back a little bit, it's okay for the kids to know that. Now, you don't need them to, you know, to carry the cross of your financial burden necessarily.
No.
That's not the point. You don't want them to worry for you.
Right.
But if they know that, okay, this is the time when we need to be a little tighter with money.
Right.
I don't have any extra money to be spending on these things right now.
Right.
Okay? And maybe the status will change down the road.
Number three, take a hands-on approach.
All right. Taking a hands-on approach, I think, is important because this is you actually teaching your kids about money all the way down to a preschool age kid. Teach them touch money, identifying different denominations, different games that you can play.
Right.
You know, Robert Kiyosaki came out with Cash Flow for Kids.
Right.
And that's a fantastic game.
Oh, that is a good game.
Yeah, great game to teach kids about money. Teach them about how to manage a profit and loss statement, how to the different lifestyles affect your income. Really good thing to do, and take that hands-on approach. And that's part of sharing your financial situation too, which was the last one, number two. Is basically taking the hands-on approach by sitting down with them to review your budget with them.
Right. Well, the hands-on approach where that comes in very good is whenever we are at the grocery store and the one of the kids had earned some money and they want the candy bar and the gum and the soda and the chips and they want all this stuff. Well, did you bring your money? Yes. Okay, well, here's, you know, this is what it is. And they start counting it out and they count it out. And how much change are you going to get? If you have a $10 bill, how much change are you going to get? So it helps them. It makes them aware of the expense. So it's
absolutely
good.
Right. Yeah. So that's taking the hands on approach. Right. Number three, in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the seven ways parents can be good money role models to their kids.
Right.
Number four, Tammy.
Emphasize the importance of earning the money. So, you know, when I was growing up, we had chores, and we were expected to do chores. So it wasn't that we got paid for our chores. So if we wanted to earn the money, that was dog walking, babysitting, cutting grass. Those were the things that I did to earn money to go and buy whatever it was I wanted to buy. And I know that it really sunk in for me growing up that I don't get everything I want and that I have to work for it if I do want it.
Absolutely. So making them work for things is part of emphasizing the importance of earning money.
Right.
And you'll make them want and desire things, because it's that want that will actually give you the fuel to want to go out and work for something.
Right.
And work hard for it. And to me, it can't always come from moving money from my pocket into theirs.
Right.
Let them find ways to go earn money outside of the house.
Right.
I think that's really, really vital that they do that.
Yeah. And then, you know, like a neighbor, if they need help or something and they want to go shovel snow, knock themselves out with that, I'm sure your neighbor's going to be willing to pay two kids or a kid to shovel that snow.
Well, the harder they have to work for it, the better, too, because then if they have to work their butt off to earn $20, and they know how hard they worked.
Right.
And then they go to the store and they want to buy a bunch of soda and candy, and they realize how quickly that money's gone.
Yeah.
And they've just totally wasted it. A couple times of that, it's not a bad thing to let them do it. Let them waste their money on a time or two.
I did that with Evan. I'm trying to remember how much money he had. I think it was $30 or something. And he bought every snack he could ever want, soda, candy. I'm like, are you sure you want to spend all this money on this? And he goes, it's going to last me like 6 months. I'm like, it's going to last you maybe 6 days.
At the most.
And he was just insistent that it was going to, you know, really. So I revisited him after it lasted maybe a couple days at our household. So what'd you learn about the money? And it was interesting because he's like, yeah, I probably should have. Although I don't regret my purchase because it was really good. But I should have waited because I really wanted this, whatever it was, you know, some major helicopter thing or something.
All right, so let's keep moving here. Yep. Number five on the list is have a healthy relationship with money.
Right.
Yeah, and this boils all the way down to how we treat money, how we talk about money. To me, is vital. Like, this is really important. Is when parents talk about money and they say things like "there's never enough money." Or it's a necessary evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, these kids are going to grow up with some skewed view about money. Then they're always going to hate money, and they're always going to struggle with it throughout their entire lives.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I don't think as parents we think enough about that. We don't think they're listening about what we're saying. And you know, if you even grumble whenever you get the bills, you know, and every time you open a bill or something. You know, be conscious of the kids because they're paying attention, and it does send them a little different message than probably what you intend.
Well, and it really boils down to scarcity versus abundance.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
it really pounds scarcity into somebody's head.
So if you're being caught saying, we can't afford it, we don't have enough, you know, maybe instead of using those phrases, it's not really a priority today. Let's think about saving our money for that another time.
Right.
You know, and changing the verbiage, really.
Or I don't think it's worth the price.
It's possible. That could be good, too.
Or what can we do to find or earn the money to get that?
I call that the money game. And so my kids have had to play the money game in order to, you know, do stuff. So.
Right. Yeah, because there are solutions that if you want things bad enough, there are solutions on how to get it.
Right.
Number six on the list, don't do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy, what does this mean to you?
Teaching kids good habits are great, but sometimes introducing them to others that have great financial backgrounds. So maybe maybe you're not the best in your relationship with money. Don't let that be what holds you back from teaching your children anything. Take them to somebody in the family or someone you know, or maybe your boss or, you know, business owners, and let them kind of understand what it takes to make it happen.
And it's okay to even be transparent with your kid and tell them that, listen, I haven't always been the best with money.
Right. I'm learning.
Right. And I don't want
to learn with me.
Right. I don't want this to be the same for you.
Right.
Let's learn these lessons.
Right.
And call on your resources.
Yep.
Because most people, most people that have done really well with money are pretty open to sharing
right.
how they've done it, or just some basic principles that right. they've followed that have worked for them.
Right. Now, we opened, for my kids, I opened savings accounts, kids' savings accounts. And so it kind of taught them every time they went to there, they'd count their money out, they'd have to fill out the deposit slip, and they had to start doing that. And that was a great tool. That it didn't come from me necessarily. It was the teller helping them count their money, and they got rewarded and just all the stuff. So it was a great thing outside of me.
Absolutely.
You know? So
number seven on our list, last but not least, when we're talking about the seven ways parents can be good money role models, number seven, don't be afraid to say no.
Right. And don't give in, even though they say, well, my money's at home. Well, that's just too bad.
Right.
you'll have to remember to bring it next time when we go to the store.
Well, all the excuses that every kid at school has this except for me.
Yeah.
I'm the only kid that's 8 years old and doesn't have a cell phone.
Right.
No.
You poor thing.
Yeah,
all
no.
Right, well, maybe you should figure out a job you can do to make some money to buy that if you want it.
Well, and something that ties into this too, Tammy, is not just saying no, because sometimes delaying an answer is very good, okay, or delaying buying something, because when we buy something on a whim, it also teaches them bad financial habits,
mm-hmm.
because when we're thinking about, we see the sale item or something, if we waited a week, if we waited 2 weeks, okay, do we still really want it at that point? If we can delay the decision and we still really want it at that point, then maybe it's worth actually working for and buying at that point.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, I think that's a really good one, is say no to them or delay them to make them really think about it and compare. Do they know, are they getting the best price on it?
Right.
Okay. And are they willing to work for it?
Right. That's true.
All right, Tammy, these were the top seven ways that parents can be good money role models. Great stuff. You can download this on our blog at doughaldeman.com, DOUGHALDEMAN.com. You also can like us on our Facebook page. Look for Doug Haldeman Show. Hit that like button and you'll see these blog posts come out. We put these out there for you as our listeners. We really want to raise the fiscal literacy of all of our listeners out there and help you be better financial stewards with all of your money. So, Tammy, do you know the number one real estate app in the country? When we return, we're going to be talking about home scouting. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.